Hey there, everybody. It is May the 19th, 2010. You are listening to This Show Is So Gay. I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
And you're listening to us on several different mediums. WVEWLP 107.7 FM Brattleboro Community Radio. You are also listening to us on clickexpose.com. Go check them out. And we're broadcasting with pride worldwide on Q Nation FM. It's a lot of different ways. Or you're listening to us on our website, thisshowisogay.com. Hey, you know where a good place to live these days is?
Brattleboro.
Brattleboro, Vermont is a fantastic place to live. It's summertime, which is really nice. That means farmers market and South Pond, and it's good stuff. It's good stuff. But another great place to live, people always say these two places together. They say, Brattleboro, Vermont, should I live in Brattleboro, or should I live in Logan, Utah? The City Council of Logan, Utah passed two ordinances last night that protect LGBT people from discrimination in housing and employment within city limits. It's just within the limits of Logan, Utah. You go outside Logan, Utah.
Not so safe.
According to the Salt Lake Tribune, modeled after anti-discrimination laws recently adopted in Salt Lake City, Logan's housing and employment ordinances passed with four votes and one abstention by Councilman Dean Quayle. And a crowd just went nuts and they were really happy. And so either go to Brattleboro, Vermont, or head on over to Logan, Utah, where you do not want to go. Where you do not want to go is Malawi. Did you read all about Malawi?
Yes, I did.
It's really, it was very upsetting. It was just very upsetting. I don't know. Every now and then these stories, and we have these stories every single week, and I certainly am not desensitized to them. But for some reason, this one was a sharper pang than some of the other ones we've covered. A gay couple in Malawi, they were found guilty yesterday of unnatural acts and gross indecency, the consequences of their holding an engagement ceremony in an insular nation where homosexuality is largely seen as non-existent or something that must be suppressed. They were convicted of unnatural acts in Malawi. They could face up to 14 years in prison. And the magistrate said that he would sentence them tomorrow, Thursday. So we'll have an update on that next week. The case has drawn worldwide attention as another example of the broad anti-gay sentiment in Africa. And in a lot of the articles, they referenced Uganda, which is still calling for some of the folks there, still calling for gay folks to be executed.
Not good.
Now, the United States did have a response to this, and the United States doesn't always have a response. So this is good. Assistant Secretary Philip J. Crowley, he is Secretary of a Human Rights Commission. He said, quote, "The United States is deeply disappointed in the conviction of this couple in Malawi. We view the criminalization of sexual orientation and gender identity as a step backward in the protection of human rights in Malawi. The government of Malawi must respect the human rights of all its citizens. The United States views the decriminalization," I'm going to just struggle with that word all night, "of sexual orientation and gender identity as integral to the protection of human rights in Malawi and elsewhere in the world." Now, that's just a statement. So say tomorrow they're convicted. They've already been convicted. Say tomorrow they're sentenced to 14 years in prison. What will the U.S. do? What will we do?
Nothing.
I mean, we're not sending anyone into Malawi to go get these guys.
Nope. We'll do nothing.
We'll make
Hopefully by the time they get out, gay marriage will pass.
In 14 years?
Yeah.
Don't you think it'll be sooner than that?
Well, maybe, but maybe not in Malawi.
No, I don't think gay marriage is going to pass in 14 years in Malawi. They got another, sounds like they got another 100.
We're living in the future. I have a robot vacuuming my house.
Anything
could happen in 14 years.
Don't people
years.
Have that now? There's that little robot.
I do. I have a robot who vacuums my house. So we're living in the future, man. 14 years is a long time.
That's a long time.
Anything could happen.
What will we do if they're sentenced for 14 years? Is there anything that can be done?
Send them letters.
Yeah. That doesn't feel very adequate.
No.
It doesn't feel adequate. All right. We need peppy music. Can we do some peppy music?
Sure.
Okay. This is my favorite song that our guest requested. It's on my workout
mix. Good job.
And I stomp away. So stomp away in your Louboutins away from Malawi. Here you go.
Taking back my love, taking nothing. You're still the same. I'm just a part-time lover. I'm the blame. Should've went away. But yet I stayed with the part-time lover. See, some days you will love me, then you don't. Stressing out on the phone, but it's the last time. I'm moving on, I'm throwing on my Louboutin. I'm throwing on my Louboutin. State and changed everything. No more 818 for the part-time lover. What goes around comes back around, and then you get what you deserve, you part-time lover. See, some days you will love me, then you don't, then you do, then you won't, then you're here, then you're gone. I'm alone now, you got me stressing out on the phone.
She's throwing on her Louboutins. We threw on our Louboutins. You fell asleep in your Louboutins.
Oh, yeah.
You okay over there?
She's so peppy and I'm so sleepy. It's just hard.
Congratulations to Darion P. Pollard, who is African-American and openly lesbian. She is taking the helm of Montgomery College in Maryland this August. Dr. Pollard was selected after a five-month nationwide search that drew 50 applicants. And this is a quote from the college. Pollard, with 15 years of teaching and leading community college on her resume, has been the president of Las Positas College in Livermore, California since 2008. That community college saw nearly 15% increase in enrollment. And it's very exciting because there are not a ton of black college presidents, and there are certainly not a ton of lesbian college presidents. If there are any, I actually think that there might not be any out lesbian college presidents.
I think we did a story on lesbian president not that long ago.
Because a colleague of mine had done some research on gay male college presidents, and I don't think he found any lesbian ones. But yes,
I don't know.
Suffice to say, she is one of a very, very small few gay college presidents, and I'd probably put out there, she might be the only black lesbian college president. So congratulations to Dr. Pollard. Very cool. Hey, our favorite show, one of our favorite shows, Modern Family, quite the campaign on Facebook. Did you hear about this campaign? So people are annoyed that the gay couple on there does not show any emotion towards each other. That Cameron and Mitchell, they had this side-by-side. There's a Facebook group. I don't know what the Facebook group is actually called. I think it's called Get Them to Show Affection, and they have this side-by-side shot of Phil and Claire kissing each other next to Mitchell and Cameron giving each other like a hug from a distance. And Eric Stonestreet, who plays Cameron, said, quote, that the Facebook campaign was wasted energy. He said, we're a show that obviously is forward and progressive thinking. To adopt a baby on primetime television is way more taboo than a kiss. And obviously Mitchell and Cameron are going to experience everything in their relationship. Unfortunately, I've been tweeted and sent messages saying that because I'm straight, I don't get to have an opinion on that, which really disappoints me. I play the character and I think I get to have an opinion on it. So the writers and the producers of the show, and the show actually got a Peabody Award yesterday, they said that the episodes next season will address their lack of affection. So I just want to put that out there. And so we're going to play a song in honor of them. This is called Greenlight.
All right. Give it to mama. Give it to mama. Give it to mama. For some strange reason, you're done pleasing. It's okay. Like a crumb that's been left too long. The result is it just won't take. Now it's all coming so quick for me now. Listen, dropping it off my name. You're just thinking if I had no you, then I can't do. My stock just went up over 2 million. So if you want to, you got the green light. So if you want to, you got the green light. So if you want to, you got the green light. So if you want to. Cause it gets no stronger. Ladies, y'all know.
Yeah, girl, y'all know.
This pimpish gets no older. Is that a threat?
What's another threat?
Yeah,
that's another threat.
Immune, you can get no colder. You got the green light. You the king, right? You holding up traffic. Green means go.
Good stuff. That was Green Light by Miss Beyonce. And with that, time to welcome a guest. Guest, are you there?
I might be.
Okay.
Welcome,
what is,
baby.
What does it depend on? What is it? How can we get you to definitely be there?
Can you find me a husband?
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. I don't even want to introduce you now because I want to get right to that. But so I'm going to make this very quick. Jack McEnroth swims. He's a model. He's a fashion designer. Welcome, Jack McEnroth.
Hi.
So what's this about a husband? What's going on in the dating world?
Oh, I was just trying to think of something that I need or want that I don't have. Oh, nothing. Like, I'm not, like, in a desperate search, but I just was, you know, I wouldn't mind one right now in my bed.
Okay. We deliver. We can find that. I'm sure we can.
Yeah. Well, you can get pretty much everything delivered in New York, so I could probably call one.
You could, probably could.
Yeah, I think you definitely could in New York.
I think one face...
I'd probably have to pay them, and it probably wouldn't be a long-term relationship, but oh well.
Oh well. Oh well. I had this whole long intro, but I wanted to get right back to the finding Jack a husband. I had all these... nice comments about you. And
why don't we skip right back to that intro?
I should do the intro again?
You should.
All right. Jack McEnroth is a swimmer, a model, a fashion designer. He was on Project Runway, which I actually think he won. I just think the Bravo people edited it badly. He hosts radio shows. He wins medals. His Facebook updates make you want to get off your ass and go do something. They actually always make me feel bad. I'm always like, I'm not doing enough because... his Facebook updates. I'm like, I should do more. He's been on the show before. We like him a lot. Officially, Jack McEnroth, welcome back to the show, Is So Gay.
Yo. Although recently, you know what, I've kind of become more of a Twitter freak.
Like, have you?
Oh, like, no.
Facebook.
What do you tweet about?
All right, tell us why we need a Twitter account.
We don't tend to follow the Twitter.
Yeah, you know what, I didn't either, and then I kind of got addicted. And the reason why I like Twitter is because the rest of, like, Facebook and all those other things, I always feel like I'm being kind of watched, and I feel like I need to promote myself and talk about all the things I'm doing, which Twitter, for me, it's one of the few social networks that is completely uncensored, that you can porn stars post, like, nudie pictures. And,
right.
And so I use it basically as this comedic outlet, and I only post, like, funny jokes. And
nice.
Funny, weird things that happen to me. I don't post, like, I mean, if I'm doing, like, when I went to the AIDS Walk last weekend in New York, I did one post saying, like, I'm interviewing people at the AIDS Walk, come see me, or whatever. But mainly, it's frivolous and stupid and light and funny and hilarious. So that's why I like it.
But I gotta ask you about Facebook, because, you know, Becca, you know, do you pretty much know all your friends on Facebook? I pretty much know. I mean, we have some random fans from all over the world, but pretty much know the people. You'll put a picture up there, Jack, and you'll have someone that I can only assume you've never met before make a really, not personal comment, but, oh, Jack, you look great today. Do you ever think, wow, thanks, I don't know you?
No, I mean, you know what? I mean, it goes with the territory. Facebook, for me, I mean, a lot of my friends, my real friends, are woven into that, but that's not how I keep in touch with them.
Right.
I think if I hadn't been on Project Runway and wasn't doing TV stuff, I would keep it very small and have, you know, my real 100 close acquaintances and friends and keep in touch that way. But it's just another PR tool for me. So, and I do have some really avid followers who I know will always comment on anything I post. And I mean, it's a weird quote unquote friendship that you develop with them. I know a fair amount about some of them, and some of them actually send me presents. Like some of them sent me presents on my birthday and send me cards. And so, I mean, it's an interesting experience. I just use it as a different tool. I don't really use it for my real true friends and family.
Now, the fun part, which we won't make you do, but do it on your own time, is to speculate what kind of friends they think you are with them. I just get a little nervous. There's more going on in their head.
Yeah, I take it all in, and I'm very, very real and have a good perspective on it, and I don't engage too much with people. You know, people message me, and if they have a serious, serious question, like, you know, a lot of people reach out to me with HIV questions and stuff from other countries, and I always answer back, especially if they sound really desperate and stuff. And I try to give those kinds of answers and questions to those kind of questions. If they just write me from Venezuela and say, like, you're hot, I delete those. I'm like, oh, you know, or I might thank you if I have enough time. And if it gets to be, like, 3, 4, 5 messages back and forth and it's starting to get weird, then I can tell.
There you go.
And I just say, like, okay, thanks so much. Bye-bye now, you know.
you can make them go away.
Yeah, he hasn't done that with us yet, Becca. He keeps responding, so it's a good thing.
That's good so far.
We're not on the outs yet.
I haven't had any crazies. People generally lose interest. It's like, if you say, you know, oh, thank you so much, that's so sweet, and you say that a couple times, and they realize you're not going to be their BFF, then they're like, okay, on to the next person.
So. Time to go message Christian. All right, there you go.
Right.
So now you did just participate in the AIDS walk. How much fun was that?
It was great. The one in New York is crazy.
It's crazy.
I don't know the numbers, but they start and finish in Central Park.
Yep.
It's long. It's like a 10K, and they had, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And I've been to, you know, in the last 2 years alone, I've been to, I don't know, a dozen AIDS walks, so it's massive. And the thing that was cool, actually, is that I was doing interviews for Logo, and they're doing this great program called Healthy with HIV. So I interviewed HIV-positive people about their experiences and how they keep healthy and how they, you know, adhere to their medication protocol and all that stuff. So it was great. I mean, you know, you meet a lot of great people. Everyone's in a good mood. The weather was fantastic.
Oh, it was beautiful.
And I got to meet Leslie Jordan.
Nice.
That teeny little pocket gay from Will and Grace.
Yes.
Yeah.
Friggin' hilarious. I go, you don't know me from, like, a hole in the ground, but can I have a picture taken with you? And he's like, honey, you can do anything you want to me. I basically just accosted him. It was hilarious.
Nice. Oh, that's so much fun. I did it back in, I think it was 2003, and I still say to this date that I did it wrong. I was, when I was working at the School of American Ballet, and I took a group of ballet students, and we just flew through the walk. I think it was just a PR stunt for the school, and so we were done with the walk in like an hour and a half, 2 hours, and that was our AIDS walk day. And there wasn't really much interaction. So I want to go back and do it again and actually, you know, talk to people.
Yeah, totally. And I was actually really surprised how many, which I think is awesome, how many high school groups there were.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And a ton of kids that were involved. And I don't even know if, I mean, I know their other schools probably instigated it, but I think it's great that at that young age, I don't even know if they even quite understand the effect they're having, but I thought it was really awesome to see all that support. And there was like Broadway stars that sang at the opening, and, you know, various, the governor was there, and...
And Hal Sparks. I saw Hal Sparks in one of your pictures.
Yeah, Hal Sparks. I didn't actually talk to him, but he... and there was another cast member from Queer as Folk, a woman, and I can't remember her name, but... But yeah, there was a lot of really cool people, and it was fun.
So now we're interviewing you. You interview other people. What is Jack McEnroth's interview style?
Well, it really depends on the outlet, because I can be, obviously, I'm wacky, so I can be really camp. I've done stuff for Logo. I covered Fashion Week for them, and I was super Nelly and, like, over the top.
Nice.
I was trying on, when no one was looking, I was trying on dresses backstage, and it was a hot mess. I can go that route, or I could be, like, a little bit like Jack 2.0, where I'm a little bit more professional.
Right.
And especially when you're talking about a subject like HIV or something, you don't really go off the deep end. I'm fairly serious, and... You know, I try to be personable with whoever I'm interviewing. But yeah, I mean, I think my interview style is kind of funny with a sassy flair, and I don't take myself or anything too seriously. So that's
nice.
My style.
Most fun interview you've ever done?
The most fun.
With you as the interviewer.
Well, you know who's Christian Siriano is a great, great, great interview, and I always get to interview him because I know him from obviously from my season of Project Runway. But so he's funny because we also have a lot of inside jokes.
Right.
He always tells me how he's going to make me a size 13 shoe with his collection, and I joke with him. You know who was amazingly hilarious was oh my god, I'm totally going to forget her name now, and it's going to just be horrible. This designer, she's from New Zealand. She's amazing. Anyway, I can't remember her name, and I'm totally going to shoot myself in the face.
Was she on Project Runway?
You know, your fans are going to.
She showed at the tent, and I interviewed her backstage at Bryant Park, and she was just hilarious. She was like totally real. Like some people are. I mean, you guys know this. The good interviews are the people that can, like, if you can joke and they can roll with the punches. And carry on and think stuff is funny. I had an interview. I interviewed a designer named Carlos Mille once, who was He's from Brazil, and his designs were awful, by the way. And he was a complete asswipe. Like, I would say stuff, and I would try to be joking, and he was having none of it. So actually, then I vlogged about it later, and his last name is Mile, just like the vacuum cleaner. And so I was like, I was surprised that his collection didn't include more vacuum cleaners, because that's what he's really known for, but... Anyway, so
you know you have not a shot in hell of being the brand representative for this line, right?
I mean, I'm usually really, really nice, but if you're bitchy to me, look out, because I'm like, I'll go there. So.
All right, Ken, so behave.
I'm a little. I don't know if I'm excited or nervous.
I don't think you can handle it. I don't.
I'm gonna.
Don't make Ken cry, please.
You know what I mean, there's good bitchy.
Totally.
There's good bitchy funny, and that can be hilarious. And then there's just sort of mean-spirited bitchy, and I'm like, no.
I don't think we've had that.
Actually, I will, continue to ruin you.
Yeah. I think we've lucked out on that one. We kind of have either kind of off the wall, or we have, that's not funny. Okay, all right, we'll just move on.
right. Well, and I do the Paul Zayam radio show on Sundays, and it's like the only guests that we've had trouble with are people that just weren't meant for radio, and you ask them a question, or like, so tell us your life story, and they're like, well, and it's like three words, and you're like, okay. I have another 58 minutes to fill.
So what are you wearing? I mean, there's just nowhere to go from there.
Totally.
There's nowhere to go. So tell everybody about Paul Zayam radio, because we didn't get it. I have to tell you. When you were on back in November, we took a bit of a hit. We got some emails after the show saying that we did not ask the right questions, which, okay.
Which is probably true.
But yes, just that we didn't focus in on enough on the more serious aspects. And okay, we're sorry to those
sorry.
Two people. I know. I don't know what to say. So how about that Paul Zayam radio? Tell everybody about that.
Well, basically, it's every Sunday, and I alternate hosting with two other guys. Robert Brining is his baby. He started the whole thing, and I came on over maybe a year ago. I don't know. Then my time flies.
Okay.
And then Jeremy Dunn is the third host, and we host two at a time. So my schedule's so crazy. I do basically every other week, which, by the way, this Sunday, we're interviewing Kimberly Locke. Because she's involved with... Camp, I'm going to screw this up too. Camp Heartland, I believe. It's
okay.
It's a youth HIV camp. But anyway, so basically it's every Sunday at 9:00 Eastern Standard Time through Blog Talk Radio through the internet. And you can, it's blogtalkradio.com/pozziam, which is POZIAM.
Cool.
And you can just log on there and listen to it there, or you can download it on iTunes afterwards. And we just interview people that are making a difference in the HIV community, and, it might be, it doesn't even have to be someone, necessarily well-known. It could just be someone who, is telling their personal story, or, does public speaking, or a group, or, anything like that. So if someone's listening to this and wants to be a guest or talk about their organization, feel free to contact me. I'm very accessible.
Awesome.
Nice.
And I have to say, there's a commercial, the commercial that I see of you on Logo, which it must have come on when I was watching RuPaul's Drag Race.
It was mainly, during Drag Race, I got a lot of play. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you did.
I
wasn't
five
sure
times.
If I was watching your show or RuPaul's show or what was going on.
I'm like, when is he going to dress up? Oh, it's that commercial again. But I have to say, that was a great commercial, Jack.
Thank you. I was very, very happy about it. And they said to me, that was part of the whole Healthy with HIV, which I think is healthywithhiv.com is their website. But that was another part of that thing. And they said to me, they're like, okay, you're a big swimmer, and we want you to do the swimming thing. And I was like, are you serious? I'm like, I have to be in a speedo. I'm like, you better lighten me. So good. So the lighting, this was at 5 in the morning. We filmed that whole scene, and they spent like an hour doing the lighting. And I was like, thank God. I'm like, so it was so funny.
And you got the gay games coming up.
Yeah, well, actually, tomorrow morning, I'm leaving to go to U.S. Nationals,
Oh, no. Are we keeping you up past your sleep time?
You should be sleeping.
My flight's not until 11. But so it's Friday, Saturday. So this is hardcore. This is, like, all of U.S. Masters Nationals, like, former Olympians. It's going to be crazy.
Wow.
And then I have the gay games coming up in July. So, yeah, I'm swimming my buns off right now.
Now, do you have a routine? Do you have, like, before you get in the water, are you, like, Michael Phelps and have headphones on and there's a song you listen to? Do you have a procedure? How does Jack McEnroth get in the zone?
I do. I just shaved my entire body today, so I'll shave again the day of.
Okay.
I have one event Friday, 3 events Saturday, and then 2 events on Sunday. And then, I do kind of have a little superstition. I go, and they usually have a warm-up pool. I swim my event, but, like, very slowly. I don't, whatever event I may be swimming, I go through the whole thing. But I don't listen to music because it makes me nervous. And then I'm always a little bit nervous anyway, so I pee, like, every 5 seconds.
Nice.
But yeah, I usually just sit by myself and visualize, and it's not quite as intense as something like the Olympics where you're cordoned off and they escort you out and announce your name. It's not that intense, but it's pretty intense.
I bet.
So, yeah.
I think I would love for people to see that side too, just because they'll see, I think the pictures you had up after your last meet of you just, I mean, they were hilarious pictures with the medals, Jack.
Well, the thing that I think is hilarious is that these are, so, I mean, I'll be swimming in a couple heats with former Olympians, and they're so, like, some of these people, swimming is their life, and I love swimming, and I'm very competitive at it, and I take it quite seriously, but it's not my life, dude. Come on, I just turned 41, it's like, whatever. So, but I think it's hilarious because some of these guys are, like, so into it, and they won't talk to you, and they're so competitive, and I just am a huge queen on the deck. Like, I'll wave to the audience off the blocks, and like, and some of them get kind of irritated because I'm like, yeah, I'm a big old queen, and I just kicked your ass. Sorry.
Wait, do you ever just want to? I feel like they're expecting you to get in the pool and start doing synchronized swimming or something.
Well, I've done that before too. Well, the funny thing is, you know, I don't go to a lot of these, they're not straight meets, but, you know, I prefer the gay games or the out games because they're much more fun. These events like Nationals and Worlds and stuff, where it's all the big Masters teams in the country are not as fun. I mean, they're very, very, very serious.
Right.
People train really hard and, which is great. It's just another aspect of it. It's just not the same environment as like something like the gay games, which is also very competitive. It's just people are having more fun. They're interested in meeting other people. This is like people come to swim, you know. So
right now, there was an article, if folks haven't checked it out, from the Windy City Times about Jack's preparation for swimming this summer, and let me just read the first 6 words of this, or maybe a little bit more than that. Father Time. This is the beginning of the article, Jack.
I know. I didn't know this reporter, and I was like, oh, no, she did.
Father Time might be catching up with Jack McEnroth. Let's just pause there, everyone.
That's rough.
What is that?
I know, but what is it? Then what's the next sentence?
I don't care, but sure.
I know.
Jack McEnroth, but the New York-based former Project Runway star is still swimming mighty fast.
Yeah, okay, so he made up for it with that, but I was like, Father's Time. I'm like, okay, like, but I know the reporter, so it's fine.
Any what's going on with ageism?
He should buy you a drink or something.
Yeah, ageism in the gay community. What's going on with that these days? 41 is nothing.
Are we going to get deep now? Like,
let's go deep. We turn on a dime, Jack.
We do.
Oh, goodness. I wouldn't have taken my Xanax so early. We're going to get all intellectual.
Go for it, man.
Well, you know, I think it's an issue not only in the gay community. I think it's an issue everywhere.
Like, yeah.
You know, and I've never felt it more than post Project Runway, because people, like, you know, you're on TV and I do different things that I'm very visible, and it's like, you know, you try to look good all the time and you see photos of yourself and you nitpick at little stuff. So I do what I can to stay healthy for a lot of reasons.
Right.
I, you know, I can't say that I don't think about it, and yeah, I'm glad I look good for my age, and I wouldn't want to go back to 27, but it was easier to get up in the morning and just like put on a baseball cap and you look fabulous. Now it's like a 4-hour spackling process. But whatever. I mean, the alternative is being dead, so 41's pretty awesome.
This is better than that. We think this is better than that. So, yeah. All right, can we talk about the music, the musical selections for tonight?
One more deep conversation.
Yes. I mean, this is,
but he's been on before, so he knows how
drill,
we operate.
And he can do that turn kick thing against the wall. He can turn quickly. We'll edit that. So one of my favorite songs, Jack requested one of my favorite songs. I said earlier it's on my workout mix. I tend to run faster. What does Jennifer Lopez's Louboutin say about Jack McEnroth?
Well, you know what? And I highly recommend this. Well, for anyone who doesn't know who Louboutins are, they are probably a lesbian.
Let's pause there, okay?
Fabulous shoes. And I used to, when I was depressed, I used to put on high heels and vacuum. So I'm not kidding either. So,
wow.
I just think it's a cute little remix of Jennifer Lopez about shoes. I mean, who loves shoes?
Love it. Love it. All right. What does Beyonce's Green Light say about Jack McEnroth?
Well, I just love that song. Like, I think it's, I heard you come in with it. I didn't hear the version you played, but I have a dance remix of it that's really, really good, and I just like it. That's it. Like, I love Beyonce. I like the song. It makes me dance.
Awesome.
That's it. It's not deep.
Do you have dance skills? Does Jack have some skills on the dance floor?
I can come correct on the dance floor. I can.
All right. It's good to know. We're writing. I mean, the whole process is writing your personal ad, because we started off with the husband.
Have you seen my flash dance video?
I have not.
What? There is a flash. What?
Okay. You have to go on YouTube and enter Jack McEnroth flash dance, and you will see my dancing skills. I filmed the whole video on the subway and lip-syncing the flash dance.
All right, that's it for us tonight, folks. We got to get out of here because we have stuff. No, all right, one more.
That we'll is hilarious.
Like, let's get editing.
Wait, you did this on the New York subway system?
I'll try to make it brief, but it was initially, I knew when I auditioned for Project Runway that I had to submit a 4-minute video.
Right.
And I tried to do it ahead of time because they only give you 48 hours to submit it, and I wanted to do something really cool. Turns out that you actually can't use music because it's all copyrighted, and so I just ended up posting it on YouTube.
Nice.
Me in full Jennifer Beals, like, regalia with off-the-shoulder sweatshirt and the headband and leg warmers working it on the D-Train.
Do you mind if we link to that on our website? Because we're linking that up.
Please do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to make you do one more. Now, I have to tell you, I didn't even know this song. Obviously, I know the artist. What does Amazing Grace by Boy George say about Jack McEnroth?
Well, I'm a humongous Boy George fan and Culture Club from the 80s. I'm a child of the 80s. So, it's his new single. It's called, you know, it's really amazing. It hasn't, I don't think, even been released in the U.S., so... But I just think it's a great song, and I love him. I worship everything he does. I think he's an amazing creative force, so I love Boy George.
Try to define his creativity for people, because there are a lot of folks that I don't even know what Boy George is doing anymore. Is he still in the critical consciousness? What is Boy George's style? Like, what does he speak to you?
Well, I think right now he is really about performance art and creating visual art with his own persona and his own what he wears, and he's sort of a precursor to like Lady Gaga and all those people that are multimedia artists. And he actually, for anyone out there who doesn't know, he's really inspired by Lee Bowery, who was this amazing visual performance artist / club kid who actually passed away from AIDS in the 90s. But I remember him when I first moved here in New York, and he was crazy amazing. So Lee Bowery is someone you should totally look up. But Boy George is, I think he's still doing his thing. I don't really know that much about him anymore.
Yeah.
And he's in London. But, you know, he's still making music, and I think he's fabulous.
His creativity speaks to you.
It does.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, Jack, tell everyone where they can go to learn more about all the cool things that you are doing.
Well, the hub is jackmcenroth.com, and there's a ton of links on there. You can go, and that has a direct link to my Twitter and to my Facebook. And I have, you know, if you just put my name, apparently the only Jack McEnroth in the entire world that's on the internet. So if you just put my name and my computer, you'd find me. And my email address is public. Like, if you go on my website, you can email me, and I will answer you.
Unless you're from Bolivia and you're just saying, you're hot.
You're a big bag of crazy, and then it's not happening.
Well, Jack, here is wishing you all the best with all these upcoming meets. Swim really, really fast.
Thank you. I will try my very best.
Win all the pretty medals.
I will. And they'll make earrings.
Okay. Jack, it is always a pleasure to have you on the show. Here's wishing you all the best. Such a treat to have you on.
All right, kids. I'll talk to you soon.
All the best.
Bye.
Bye. The new song called "Amazing Grace" by Boy George, who is apparently
still around.
Music,
releasing music.
I had no idea. So this weekend, finally, it's going to be Harvey Milk Day.
Yeah,
we've been waiting for this.
Is it really going to come?
It is. Well, depends on where you are. Some places in California are saying they're going to honor it. Some places, actually, I haven't read any articles of school districts that say they're going to honor it. I read quite a few articles about places that said, no, this is not an appropriate role model. But Milk screenwriter Dustin Lance Black, he was telling Gay.com about his plans for Harvey Milk Day this Saturday. He said he's taking a page from Harvey's book and helping Equality California
canvas neighborhoods where residents predominantly voted yes on Proposition 8. So what are you going to do for Harvey Milk Day, listeners?
I don't know.
And what, Becca?
Yeah, well, what day is that? Because what day of the week is it? I'm not even sure.
Well, I think you can celebrate
it's Saturday,
it
right?
On Saturday, yeah.
Oh, man, Saturday I'm going to have a lot of fun.
In honor of Harvey Milk. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
You have to change the world. He changed the world.
Or I could sit at my desk and pretend I'm governor, mayor. No, I want to be the boss.
Or even on the select board, our little mayoral system here.
No, I'd be more like sitting in the coffee shop making all the photocopies to try to run.
That's important.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I don't know. What are you going to do?
I have no idea. I've not yet been to the farmer's market, and I know that that has nothing to do with Harvey Milk Day.
Okay, that's totally what I'm going to be doing, too. I'm going to be like, woohoo, radishes, first time this year.
I will promote this show where we talk about Harvey Milk Day and hopefully encourage other people to celebrate Harvey Milk Day.
Yes.
And it's really important that people not just see Milk, which is a great film. I love Milk. I took Becca to see it as soon as it came out. It's been years, Becca. Revisionist history works just fine.
No, it's not okay. Go back. Explain.
But the important thing...
What happened with watching Milk? What happened with that?
What unfortunately happened...
There should be a public outcry.
There was a hurricane, and I took cover from the hurricane in a movie theater, and they have to be playing Milk, and I didn't want to be rude, so I stayed and watched it. And
after
then,
promising he would see Milk with me on the air in front of everybody.
It was like 80 shows ago. I don't know what you're...
Yeah, that's why we have to remind the new listeners. He went out and saw Milk without me.
So you should
and then
not...
he tried to cover it up.
You should not only see Milk, but you should absolutely see the Oscar-winning The Life and Times of Harvey Milk, which is just an incredible documentary. So make sure that you check that out. You can get it on any of your little mediums there that you get your movies on. So very important that people see that as well. Any gay news on your side of the desk that you want to talk about?
Well, Harry Potter made a little ad saying that it's great to be LGBT and he supports us.
Well, isn't that great?
Way to go.
We love that.
Yeah, Harry Potter.
Also,
I forget his real name. Isn't that terrible?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Thank you.
No problem. The big drama this week was also about Donna Kagan, who's the Supreme Court nominee. Is she a lesbian? Is she not a lesbian? And then they printed a picture of her playing softball.
I love
softball.
How they're like, she's not a lesbian. Oh, good.
Yes. Phew. Like, she never would have gone through
right.
She was a lesbian. But Bloomberg columnist Ann Woolner, she said that while the debate over, I just called her Donna Kagan, I don't even know who that is, over Elena Kagan's sexuality has managed to dispel several, I hope Donna Kagan gets on the Supreme Court. I don't know who that is, but I'm pulling for Donna. But Elena Kagan, too. Debate over Elena Kagan's sexuality has managed to dispel several outdated rumors about unmarried career women in their 50s. This columnist said it's too bad the Supreme Court will presumably remain an all-hetero bunch. But one of the dramas was that I don't even know what paper it was, printed a picture of her playing softball 15 years ago. As if to say,
there's proof.
Lesbian. lesbian. And I don't know. I feel punchy at this point in the day.
Yeah.
And then
be.
The American Softball Association, the ASA, I don't even know if that's what it's called. I'm sure they have a better acronym than that. They were really upset. And they said, we are trying so hard to get softball. I guess it's not in the Olympics anymore. And so they're trying to get softball back in the Olympics. And now there's people just running around saying, oh, well, it's just associated with lesbians. And so
not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, but that they were annoyed that that was what was put out there.
What about Portugal?
What about Portugal?
Portugal got gay marriage.
Did they? I didn't even read that.
This week, Monday, I think.
Wow.
Or maybe it was announced Monday.
All right, we got to go to Portugal.
Yeah.
Okay.
And New York City. Now, instead of just handing out certificates for partnerships, they'll actually do the little ceremony that they do for the straight people.
We should go do that, you and I.
Yeah, I don't think it works that way, Ken.
I keep trying. I keep not understanding the story.
No.
We have really cool shows coming up, too, that folks should know about. Next week, we have an author of a book that I'm reading right this very second. And his name is Frank Anthony Polito. And we're going to find out if it's Polito or Polito. And he wrote a book called Band Fags and Drama Queer. And we're going to talk to him. And we also have a very special guest. We have a politician that we're going to talk to next week, and that's very exciting. And then the week after, the executive director of the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force, Reed Carey, is going to be on the show. So that's really exciting. And then not only that, that. But we're, so we're, then we're taking a break.
Yeah.
We're taking a month off because we need a month off. So that's going to be all in June. But then
well, on, then it'll be rerun.
That's what we're going to do.
Best of the best.
Best of the best. July 7th, we have jazz and pop recording artist Andrew Suvalski. And then on July 14th, and this was a special request from one Richard Semigram related to Andrew Semigram.
Shocking.
Who I know.
You've met him.
Professor of law and perhaps am married to. Professor of law and civil rights champion Dean Spade is going to be on the July 14th show. And that's a huge deal. So we're really excited about that. So all these different reasons that you should be tuning in to this show is so gay. So I just want to
absolutely
put that out there. What other gay news you got there on that side of the desk?
I don't have much else. It seems like it was kind of a slow-ish news week.
There was a lot of commencing going on all around the country.
Yes.
Congratulations.
And a lot of proms going on. And I might have been a little unplugged this last weekend when I usually do a little research because I had a baby cousin born.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, Scott and Michelle had a little baby, yeah. Scott. So that's exciting.
Baby Scott?
Baby Scott. Scott Jr.
Oh.
Scotty Jr.
Look at that. Can we get him a little? I'm going to send him a little This Show Is So Gay baby shirt.
I think you should.
Will they wear it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think so. And they're in Florida, too. If they folks, might get a little confused.
That's okay.
Yeah.
If folks go over to Zazzle.com and they type in This Show Is So Gay, you can get This Show Is So Gay magnets and you can get This Show Is So Gay t-shirts. So
it's
you can,
true.
You can wear your This Show Is So Gay experience for all the world to see. What else?
You know that baby Scotty already has a Facebook account?
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Oh, gosh. He's going to be tweeting by the time the year is up.
I know.
Jason Mraz, he's also celebrating Harvey Milk Day. He is going to be attending the Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast. And he has 2 Grammy Awards, which is really cool. So he's really putting himself out there. And the event is emceed by San Diego Mayor Jerry Sanders and his lesbian daughter, Lisa Sanders. And the benefits go to the San Diego LGBT Center. So Jason Mraz is supporting Harvey Milk Day. What are you folks doing for Harvey Milk Day? Send us an email at thisshowisogay@AOL.com and tell us what you're doing for Harvey Milk Day. The poll question this week was all about Elena Kagan, not Donna Kagan, because, again, we don't know who that is.
Were you thinking Donna Karen?
Could be. I had Jack McEnroth on the brain, yeah. It was a little fashion. How fun is Jack McEnroth?
He's pretty fun.
He's fun. So the question of the week, Becca, was, Becca, do you think Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan's sexual orientation is important? Here are your 4 choices.
I'm sure it is to her.
but to you, they're asking, it says your name in the poll. Choice 1, yes, if she's a lesbian, she'll influence the rest of the court to be more sympathetic. Choice 2, no, judges should be impartial. Whether she's a lesbian or not doesn't matter. Choice 3, also no, Kagan doesn't have to be a lesbian to advocate for LGBT rights and issues. And choice 4, who cares?
I'm going to go with no, she doesn't have to be gay to be a gay ally.
Okay.
I just made that up because that's not what it said, but whatever.
Well, but you're in the plurality. No, you're not. You were not. Sorry, I read this wrong. The plurality.
I'm not average.
46% said no, judges should be impartial. Whether she's a lesbian or not doesn't matter. Choice, the next highest was 23% said who cares? And then your choice, 22%. No, Kagan doesn't have to be a lesbian to advocate for LGBT rights and issues.
So then, I was the third choice of 4.
You were the
Isn't
third
that kind
4.
Of the opposite of being in the plurality?
Yeah, no, you were you were not. You were definitely in the minority on that one, but that's okay. That's okay. That doesn't negate your opinion. And then they had this other poll about the guy from the Family Research Council who was out there with the escort, which I just didn't care about.
Oh, and another
that
one that's
story.
Not really news anymore was the Mark Suter, the Republican who spoke out like, oh, it didn't, gay marriage insults my Christian values, blah, 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 family values. Oh, oops, now I'm going to resign because I got caught in an affair. Yeah. At least his affair was with a woman. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a little less painful to watch again.
Hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Hypocrisy. Oh, and then there was
this other
story.
We should start giving
story.
Awards to like people who don't support gay rights, who speak out against it, and yet make it through 2 years after that statement. That's without really getting busted for an affair.
Kind of sad that that's an accomplishment.
I think
days.
It is.
Wait, so not only was there a story about Modern Family, but there was a whole story about our other favorite show, Glee.
I know.
Did you read? So
I
there
did.
Are these things called, these things, these people called tween gleeks.
Yeah.
And the drama is whether or not Glee is an appropriate show to be viewed by your 9 to 12 year olds.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. That's there are a lot of issues, one. But the article was more of an opinion paper. Yeah. And they were just saying, you know, that a lot of parents really want to sit there and be with the kids when they're watching it and have their finger on the pause button. But what they said is that they had their finger on the pause button so that they could censor it. And I thought, well, really, shouldn't you have your finger on the pause button so you can discuss it?
Well, but apparently this is a big educational, where's our baby? I want to start talking to our baby about Glee. It's enough already with the baby. We got to start doing baby updates.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Nothing, huh?
Nothing. We hired a lawyer. That's our new thing. So...
Is he a scary lawyer?
Apparently to people on the other side of the table, he certainly advocates fiercely for his client.
Good work.
So the words are, the theory is that by the end of 2010, there will be a little baby Kenny.
Well, that's scary.
What do you mean?
I don't know if this is just the world not ready for there to be a baby Kenny.
I think the world has been clamoring for a baby Kenny since.
How about a baby Andrew?
A little baby Andrew?
Yeah. The world might be more ready for that. Andrew's way more tame.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Way more tame.
And Andrew and I
we don't need more rabble-rousers.
Well, I will say that Andrew and I have decided to let the listeners of This Show Is So Gay pick the name of our baby. Certainly we,
do we
haven't
get
ever
vote?
Talked about this, but no. I'm just deciding it on the spot, and I feel that Andrew's really endorsing that. So pick your favorite This Show Is So Gay guest, and that will be the name of our baby. Is it Jack McEnroth? That might be our baby. We'll see.
Could be.
It could be.
Oh, you
Michael
are going
Bastion.
To pay for this moment.
In about 10 minutes when I go home, that's not going to go over well. All right, folks, that's it for us because I got to get home to probably a yelling. Do some good things. It's Harvey Milk Day. This Saturday, please go out and change the world. Speak your mind. Come out to someone. If it's safe to do so, come up with a really great baby. I don't know if that's really a Harvey Milk Day action-packed extravaganza.
What about, yeah, why not?
It could be.
It could be.
Send us, for Harvey Milk Day, send us an email at thisshowissogay@aol.com. thisshowissogay@aol.com. It's really important that we hear from you so we know what's on your mind. We love hearing that. So we got a little Katy Perry, as requested by Jack and Mac, and Roth is going to play us out. All the best to him. Thanks for calling in. And that's it. So get out there, go do amazing, amazing things. Please get out there and do amazing things. Don't just listen to our show. I know the temptation is just to lock yourself away and listen to our show, but instead go do things while also listening to our show. Remember, above all else, why be gay when you can be so gay?
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
I know a place. The grass is really greener, warm, wet and wild. There must be something in the water. Sipping gin and juice, laying underneath the palm trees. And the birds break their necks, trying to creep a little sneak peek.
What?
Your body.